A franchise with 11 championships, 32 playoff appearances, and a very unique 133 seasons. It's been 13 years since we spoke about the Cardinals winning a World Series, and in the last 10 years, they've only won one playoff series. This is an organization that should be rich with knowledge, wisdom, strategy, and more than anything, depth. But after Jimmy Baseball took to the media, it leaves me asking, what the fuck are the Cardinals doing? Let's get into it.
That is trouble. It's off the E. It's going to go over the fence. And as he did that, he goes deep to right field. Way back there. Burrow's going to go to the right field. Swing and run. We've got a one-run game. Evans on the run. Dives in. He's got it. 22 home runs during the regular season.
Welcome back to Touching Bases Podcast. If you are new here, click the subscribe button and join this community because it is growing rapidly. We are just over a year into this. Like the video at the end if I deserve it. And understand that every time you comment your thoughts throughout these videos, every 5,000 subs will be giving away a signed jersey of an active all-star player. Yes, all-star. And yes, active. But you have to leave a comment and like the video and be subscribed. I do check for that stuff. The more comments you leave, the more entries you get. Hit the bell so you can spam these videos and get your input and we can discuss baseball together. Anywho, the Cardinals are not a team I usually talk about. In fact, this might be the first video that I've done talking about the Cardinals specifically. And honestly, why would I? That sounds really condescending. I mean, but honestly, if I wasn't from Seattle and grew up a Mariners fan, they'd be a very similar team as far as discussion goes. Granted, the Mariners did go to the playoffs in 2022 and they have the best pitching rotation in the AL. So I would say they kind of have a leg up on, you know, the STL. Recently, Jimmy Baseball, AKA Jim Edmonds, the Cardinals Hall of Famer, playoff hero, defensive wizard, flat out said that this team is not what it used to be, and in a bad way, unfortunately. Now, I will quote, "I haven't gone really down in spring training the last couple of years. It's not fun anymore. They don't make you feel like you're wanted. Indoors, in the inner circle, it's just not the same. It's not the same organization. It's not fun to be around. They make it pretty obvious. Even the security guards are like, hey, you know, might not be a good time. I'm like, fine with me. I don't need to be there. You know, I don't. If you don't want me to tell the pitchers that they're tipping their pitches or the guys are pulling off, and I really don't give two shits about it." You know, that last part might have been fucked, but I don't know. They bleeped it out. So I'm just guessing. Now, Jim is known for being very outspoken and direct about how he feels about things. And although a lot of fans feel probably the same about the organization because they've been let down and it seems to be crumbling, others also think that Edmonds may be just mad, like most fans, and possibly he's just taking some personal offense to the interactions with the team. Jim Edmonds has been interested in coaching, reportedly, many times over the years, and has constantly been turned away. When you're in the team's Hall of Fame, and you want to continue to play a role in your organization, but that ownership is rather just patting you on the back and saying like, "Oh, thanks, buddy. Like, you did good. We're gonna go our own route. Your era's over with." Bitch, he may like have the most historic moments in your franchise history, and you want to cast him out? Yeah, I would be pretty freaking annoyed too. Now, is it childish for him to feel entitled to like the key of the stadium and go where you please? Yeah, maybe. But of all people, isn't Jim Edmonds someone you want around the clubhouse? It's just veteran presence, playoff experience, knows ball. And it's not like Jim is just some random guy with the name on the wall that hasn't been around for years. He's been the broadcaster for years. What about other players? Is there somebody else that you would want to welcome back? How about Mark McGwire? I mean, probably the most legendary Cardinal to ever play the game. What if you brought him into the clubhouse? I mean, how many of you would say yes? Comment down below. If you would play for a team and Mark McGwire was coaching or just around, would you be happy? Well, guess what? That was an option. And Cardinals said no. Seriously. A few seasons ago, Nolan Arenado, your most expensive position player, your all-star bat, gold glove corner superstar, he specifically requested Mark McGwire to come and help him in spring training. A guy who last year hit 272. And he wants to be better. Cardinals said, nah, no, bro. The Cardinals want all outside voices silenced moving forward. I mean, that seems like a bold statement to say, but in fact, it's going to be in their contracts going forward, according to Cardinals Live. Quote, any coaching will be team approved. End quote. It seems to make sense now, as Jim Edmonds is leaving the Cardinals broadcast, why nobody seems to stay with the organization. Look at the past legends of the St. Louis Cardinals. Chris Carpenter retired and went to go work for the Angels minor league pitching program for healing and mental wellness. I didn't even know that was a thing. Mark McGwire, who we just brought up, he left and coached three seasons with the Padres. The Padres. And now you have a team actively shopping Arenado to as many teams as they can just to get rid of him. I mean, this also might possibly be a request from Arenado, possibly, because it doesn't seem like a team anybody really wants to play for. Now, I sound like I'm just taking a ton of jabs at the Cardinals. If you're a Cardinals fan, you're probably kind of annoyed, or you tried to click away, but you're willing to hear me out. So let me just say this. I feel bad for you, and I think you deserve better. I've never been to Busch Stadium, but I've heard it's an amazing time, and the fans are incredible. For that same reason, they deserve more than what ownership is giving them. Your team is only as good as you treat them. That goes for any employer, any organization, any team, any sports. Whatever you give them to make them happy, you're going to profit. At this point, I do feel bad for a lot of the players that are on this team currently, like the ones up and coming, Jordan Walker, Mason Wynn, and maybe those big names are not transpiring the way they expect because of the environment that ownership is placing before them. You don't get a lot of veterans to teach them the way. You're bringing in your own people that are going to be micromanaged by higher-ups. Maybe they aren't going to progress until they go somewhere else, and maybe, just maybe, Nolan Arenado wants out so that he can actually have a future in major leagues and make it to the Hall of Fame because the environment's not good, which sounds familiar, like my team that keeps struggling every single year. St. Louis fans, I feel bad for you, but I'm on your side. I think you deserve better. I think you need an ownership that's going to spend money, but also create a welcoming environment for the players. Comment your thoughts down below. Subscribe if you got to in the beginning of this video, because I love you. And like the video because you made it this far. I'll see you all later.